The Greens beat the Blues 3-2 in a close, occasionally chaotic match at the community pitch on Sunday morning, in front of perhaps 60 supporters and a smaller number of dogs. The result, while it gave the Greens a small advantage in their friendly monthly fixture, did not really reflect the balance of play. The Blues created at least as many chances. They simply did not, on the day, finish them. The Greens took the lead inside 10 minutes. Aisha, who turned 23 last month and is one of the team's most consistent attackers, received a long ball from midfield, accelerated past two slightly older defenders, and finished low into the corner. It was a goal of the kind she has scored many times for the team, and she celebrated it with the small, modest gesture she usually offers. A quick raise of one hand and a return to the centre circle without much fuss. The Blues, who are known among the local teams for their patience, did not respond by chasing the game. Their captain, Ruth, who has played for the Blues since the team was founded 19 years ago, organised her players to keep the ball, slow the rhythm down, and look for openings rather than force them. The strategy worked. By the half-hour mark, the Blues had taken control of midfield, and from a corner that they had been pressing for a while, the equaliser arrived. It was scored, somewhat unexpectedly, by Tom, a defender of long service and what one might politely call mature years. Tom is the kind of player whose role in any match is mostly invisible. He positions himself well, intercepts loose passes, talks quietly to the goalkeeper, and otherwise lets younger players do the running. On this occasion, however, he came forward for the corner, found himself unmarked at the back post, and headed the ball powerfully into the net. The goal was so unusual that even his own teammates, who congratulated him generously, could not entirely conceal their surprise. The teams went into the break level. Some discussion took place at half-time, although mostly about water and biscuits. The second half began as the first had done, with the Greens slightly more direct and the Blues slightly more composed. Aisha scored her second in the 54th minute, this time after a quick throw from her own goalkeeper, Maria, whose distribution all morning had been one of the quieter pleasures of the match. The Greens led 2-1. The lead did not last. Sarah, the Blues' most technically gifted player and the youngest woman in their squad, equalised with a free kick of considerable beauty from 25 yards, bending the ball over the wall and inside the far post. Maria, who had positioned herself sensibly, could only watch it travel. From 2-2, the match settled into the familiar pattern of a contest in which neither team is willing to lose. Both sides created openings. Maria made a save in the 70th minute that the Blues supporters, in their generous community way, applauded. A low, diving stop from a header that, in a less friendly fixture, might have ended the match. Sarah struck the post a few minutes later. The teams traded chances without conviction. Both, it appeared, were beginning to accept a draw. Then, with 10 minutes remaining, the Greens coach brought on Liam, 15, slightly built, the youngest player to feature for the team this season. His introduction was the kind of decision that a more results-driven coach would not have made. The match was finely balanced, and a teenager playing his first competitive minutes was not, on paper, the obvious choice. The Blues supporters and a few of the Greens' parents acknowledged him with the polite, slightly anxious applause that greets young players in their first appearance. What followed will be remembered by the small group of people who saw it for some time. With less than 2 minutes left, the Greens won a loose ball in midfield. Aisha, sensing the moment, slipped a careful pass between two defenders and Liam, having run into the space behind them, controlled the ball with a single touch and finished into the bottom corner. The goal was unspectacular in the technical sense. It was, in every other sense, exactly the kind of goal a teenager dreams about and is not, in any sensible accounting, supposed to score. His teammates surrounded him. His grandmother, who had been watching from a position near the corner flag with quite remarkable nervousness, raised both hands briefly in something that was not quite a cheer. The final whistle came shortly afterwards. The Greens had won 3-2, but the Blues had been the better organised team for long stretches, and most of the people walking back towards the pavilion afterwards were generous enough to say so. Ruth and the Greens' captain shook hands. Aisha and Sarah, who had played each other many times, exchanged the usual jokes. Tom said something quiet to Liam, who was still smiling. Someone had brought a thermos of tea. A few of the dogs, having waited patiently for their owners throughout the match, were finally given attention. The car park began. Slowly, to empty.